The facts of the incident are still in dispute, but nine activists did die on a boat near the Gaza blockade on Monday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says something has to change.
The situation in Gaza is unsustainable and unacceptable.
But the Israeli consul general says his country will handle the next boat that approaches the Gaza blockade in exactly the same way.
We're going to offer them to come to our ports so we can check their carryings. And if they will refuse, we're going to board on the ship. And if they will shoot at us, we're going to shoot back.
But this incident is one of thousands that reflect an unyielding dilemma. Hamas is still committed to Israel's destruction. Israelis say they'd rather be alive than beloved. And that's a blockade that may never be broken. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 4th. Happy Friday. Miles O'Brien is in with me today. John is out today and back on Monday.
Good morning, Celeste. Good morning. Good to be here. And happy birthday, John Hockenberry.
Yes, John Hockenberry. 24, I think he is.
24 right. And holding. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. BP has lowered a cap onto the leaking well in the Gulf, but it's impossible to tell if it's working because the gushing oil obscures the view. BP CEO Tony Hayward says it's looking hopeful.
It's an important milestone, and in some senses, of course, it's just the beginning.
The oil is leaking at an even faster rate right now after engineers used shears to cut a manhole-sized opening in order to drop the cap in place. The worry is seawater will leak in because the cap doesn't fit tightly. Ice could form and block the flow. Meanwhile, President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast today for the second time in a week.
I am furious at this entire situation.
Speaking on CNN last night, the president says he hasn't seen enough of a rapid response from BP.
I would love to just spend a lot of my time venting and yelling at people. But that's not the job I was hired to do. My job is to solve this problem.
Yesterday, the White House sent BP a $69 million bill, the first installment for the cleanup.
A cargo ship trying to breach Israel's blockade of Gaza could reach the 20-mile limit later on today. Joining us now, Rich Cohen, contributing editor to Vanity Fair. And Rich, we're getting reports that the Israeli government is considering easing the blockade. If they do that, if the situation in Gaza improves also for the average residents there, for the Palestinians, do you think Israel would be safer or would they be more at risk?
I think it's one of those situations where they'll probably be more at risk in order to be safer later. It's like going through the eye of a needle. That's what's so hard about all this stuff. It's not like you turn a switch and things change. It's like a slow drift of time. And the problem that one problem Israel's always faced is before you get to any kind of resolution or peace, things usually get more violent on the way, not less violent.
We're going to talk about this more with Rich Cohen in just a moment.
The Afghan peace conference wraps up in Kabul today. Tribal leaders are expected to endorse amnesty and job incentives to get Taliban fighters to lay down their arms. Japan has a new prime minister. Finance Minister Naoto Kan was elected to the post this morning.
McDonald's is recalling 12 million Shrek-themed drinking glasses after cadmium was found in the painted designs. And for the first time in decades, the number of people in U.S. jails has gone down. The Department of Justice says the number of inmates dropped by 18,000. That's about 2%. Later this morning, we're expecting monthly unemployment numbers. Experts say we'll probably pick up about 500,000 jobs, and we'll see if that moves the markets. Right now, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,255. The S&P at 1102. The NASDAQ will open at 2303. So we're going to talk about movies as we head into the weekend. And one of the movies coming out is a bromance, a true bromance. And that's what we want to talk about later this hour. We also did a little bit of brainstorming on solutions to the problem in the Gulf with Bill Gates. Two of them.
He didn't say nuke it.
No, he did not. Good. He did not say nuke it. We're going to take a list later to what they have to say. But we're welcoming your ideas on how to stop the flow. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.